I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA grain and livestock reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 8,700 tons of hay trade compared to last week. Export domestic alfalfa was firm to $5 higher. Trade moderate as more interest pursued inventory and demand was very good. Alfalfa on the mid-square bale, supreme quality. That was tarp, sold for $150 per ton. Timothy grass, good and premium for the export market, sold for $130 per ton. And Timothy for the retail stable market sold at $200 per ton in the small square bales.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, feeder alfalfa was $5 to $20 higher. Trade was very active on good demand. Due to high snowfall in the trade area, a lot of barn roofs storing hay supplies have been reported collapsing over the weight of the snow. Mid-squares of alfalfa-rated good tarped sold between $95 and $100 per ton. Mid-squares of wheat straw-rated good sold between $55 and $60 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in a limited test compared to the previous week's prices. In central Oregon, small squares of good alfalfa sold between $200 and $220 per ton for the retail stable market. In Lake County, large squares of premium alfalfa sold for $180 per ton. In eastern Oregon, large squares of alfalfa rated good sold for $120 per ton. In Klamath Basin, small squares of premium alfalfa sold between $170 and $175 per ton. Harney County had no new sales confirmed. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.